Hello everyone, it's Tom here with another audio walk from open country. You join me today on what is a very misty autumnal day. There's a bit of a chill in the air as well. And I've come down to the town of Otley in northwest Leeds to do some break free pack auditing. These are our accessible trails that we are currently in the process of producing for the Harrogate, Leeds and Wakefield districts. I'm actually auditing two trails today, which I'm doing as one audio walk because they all sort of merge into one another. Now I'd usually have a group with me auditing, but unfortunately we are back in lockdown as I record this. So I'm afraid you're just going to have to put up with me again today. But of course I'm not alone, because you're very welcome to join me as we wander around both Gallows Hill Nature Reserve and Wharf Meadows Park. I've started this walk by heading up through a beautiful tree-lined avenue. It's almost like an autumnal archway over my head. It's absolutely spectacular. I'm recording this audio walk in the middle of November, so there are still a few autumn colours left, but the trees are tending to look a lot more skeletal as we head towards winter time. Of course, with the leaves gone, it opens out vantage points to see loads of birds flitting about. Now, Gallows Hill Nature Reserve is well known for its diversity of not just bird life but wildlife in general. And even though we've only just started this walk, I've seen some goldfinches flitting about in the trees above me. I've also just seen a pair of bullfinch, and as I listen, there's all sorts of tittering going about in the trees and hedges around me. And as I look up into what is a very misty sky, I can also see some black-headed gulls flying overhead, and also the sound of some geese flying over, which I think must be just sort of shrouded in the mist. Oh, there they go. I can just see them now. So all it takes is a few steps here and you are just into a wonderful natural paradise packed with amazing wildlife. So as we walk round, I'm sure that's not all that we'll see and hear on this audio walk today, so we'll keep our ears and eyes peeled for other things that we can make note of as we wander around. As we carry on along the path, as I'm sure you can hear in the background, the bird life is still surrounding me. Even though the main road between Otley and Poole drones on in the background, the birds take over and it's just a wonderful sound. And as I've been walking on this last stretch, you can tell why the bird life is so abundant around here. Because I've been walking past trees just rich with berries, seeds and nuts, from oak trees with the iconic acorns to the hawthorn with those beautiful vibrant red berries. I've also seen a few holly trees as well, which are also heaving with the traditional Christmassy looking red fruit. And there's also a few blackthorn trees as well, with the beautiful sort of deep purpley blackish blue sloberries that adorn these bushes at this time of year. I've also now made it onto a pond dipping platform with the view out over the reeds and the rushes, and this beautiful little pond below me. Now, I can't see any life at the moment on the surface, but that's not to say that it's teeming with life underneath. I can see some pond weed just sticking out from under the pontoon where I'm standing, and you can guarantee that it'll be a haven for things like dragonfly nymphs and other wonderful and weird creatures that lurk below the surface of the water. I've now made it down to the riverside path, which is a key feature of Gallows Hill Nature Reserve, as it runs the whole length of the southern edge of the reserve. Again, I'm on kingfisher watch, trying to up my total for the year of sightings of these beautiful blue and orange vibrant birds. If I stand still enough, I may be able to see one, but recently the river wharf here in Otley has flooded, so it's still in quite high spate, which may put the kingfishers off on a day like today. This area of the reserve is awash with lovely trees. I'm currently standing under an ash tree which still has a few leaves on, but not very many left now. It has been very windy recently as well, which has put pay to a lot of the autumn colours that were still hanging on in there. As I look to my left, there's also a little coppiced area of hazel trees, which is absolutely beautiful as you look in and think of the life that calls this area home. We're going to carry on along the riverside path now and head up towards the town of Otley itself, and then we'll cross over a bridge over the river, and then we'll find ourselves in our second destination on this audio walk today of Wharf Meadows Park. Believe it or not, I'm stood on the bank of the river. I'm looking through to a branch at the other side where there's this beautiful iridescent blue and orange bird perched, just preening itself. It is, of course, the elusive kingfisher. It's absolutely spectacular. Hopefully this dog walk that's coming along now won't scare it off. I'm just going to stand as still as I possibly can and take in this magnificent creature. Well, to see that kingfisher was absolutely fantastic. I must have stood there watching it for about 5 minutes before that iconic blue flash and the shrill peeping sound as it flew off down the river. But I just felt really privileged just to share that moment with it, just sat looking for fish on the branch at the other side of the river from where I was. I've seen 8 kingfishers now this year, and that feeling never dissipates. It's always as warming as ever just to see such a spectacular creature. Anyway, you may now be able to hear some work going on in the background. I've obviously picked the best time to do this audit of Wharf Meadows Park because I've now crossed over the bridge over the river, and where the recent flooding has occurred, it's just washed away the path slightly, and they're now resurfacing it with this beautiful clean flat tarmac on a really wide path. So hopefully by the time our Northwest Leeds Break Free pack gets published, the path will be in pristine condition and ready for people to try out. It does mean, however, that I am going to have to divert slightly, but that's not detrimental to me because I'm going to head up towards the wooded path along the top end of Wharf Meadows Park and head down towards the cafe, then to the river, and then I'll cross over the river once again and walk through the comically named Titty Bottle Park and back to where I started at the bridge at the entrance to Gallows Hill. I've now made it down to the weir at the heart of Wharf Meadows Park as I head further on towards the town of Otley. The sun's just started to come out and just bathing a wonderful warm glow on the scenery around here. There's also a line of black-headed gulls stood along the top of the weir, just admiring the view like me. Behind me is the bowling green, which is still looking pristine even at this time of year. They obviously take a lot of care over it. And then beyond that is a row of beautiful terraced houses overlooking some ornamental gardens. They do look absolutely spectacular, but I bet the people who lived there were getting a bit nervous when the river was flooding last week. In fact, as I look across, you can still see a few sandbags lined up against the base of the wall in front of the houses. The sun's really now coming through quite a lot, and it's actually warming things up really nicely. And the black-headed gulls are waking up as well and circling around. I think there's some people feeding them with various different bits of seed and bread further down the riverside path, which is sending them into a bit of a frenzy. Anyway, we're going to carry on now over towards the main road bridge over the River Wharf here in Otley before heading back along the other side of the river. We've now crossed over the river, over the main road bridge, just skirting Otley town centre. To say that it's lockdown in full swing, there's still quite a lot of people about, and there's quite a few cars on the road as well, actually. Everybody's obviously making the most of what's turning out to be a lovely day. As I look back across to the other side of the river where those terraced houses are, I can now see children with their parents feeding the ducks, swans and gulls that are amassing along the stepped bank. We're now going to make our way back through what is a relatively new housing estate, but we're going to stay well and truly on the riverside and keep watching out for the wonderful wildlife that seems to be in abundance on this walk today. Below me now are two huge Archimedes screws. They're built into the end of the weir over the River Wharf here in Otley. And they were installed in 2016. The only reason I know that is that there's a brick built into the wall of the building with 2016 written into it. Now, Archimedes screws are large screw-like structures that lie on a diagonal angle, and as the water flows over them, they spin round and generate power. You can see and hear the force of the water going over them. The amount of power that it must generate must be incredible. We've now come away from the roaring water that was coming over those Archimedes screws, and made our way back down towards the peaceful end of the river, just beyond the bridge that we crossed over originally to get into Wharf Meadows Park. And we're now heading back towards our final destination and the car park back at Gallows Hill. Along the way, I'm still going to keep my eyes and ears open for lots of different sorts of wildlife that, as I say, have been in abundance today. We've been really lucky with everything that we've witnessed. And now the sun's come out, it might have tempted some other creatures to come and tempt us with their presence. As the drone of that main road comes back into earshot and a horn goes off on a distant lorry somewhere, we are nearing the end of this audio walk. We've gone from quite thick mist when we set off under that wonderful tree-lined path to what is now absolutely glorious sunshine, illuminating the autumnal leaves that are scattered on the ground all around Gallows Hill. It has been a spectacular walk with the abundance of bird life, the wonderful autumn colours, and also the diversity of the landscape that we've walked through, from the semi-urban of Wharf Meadows Park to what feels like a natural wonderland here at Gallows Hill. Before I turn round and head home, I'm just going to take this last opportunity to sit on this beautifully placed bench in this middle of the wooded area and just sit and listen and take in my surroundings. Since I started doing these audio walks, it's made me realise how much I do take for granted as I'm wandering around and just sitting and contemplating the area for just a minute or two. Just really makes you appreciate the amazing aspect of nature. So next time you're out, even if it's just to go to the local shop, then maybe just take a moment just to sit and take in your surroundings, because you may be amazed at what you find and what you see and what you hear. Until next time. Thank you very much again for listening. Stay safe, stay well, and I look forward to welcoming you along to another open country audio walk in the not too distant future.